They are so funny, Sally said, moving when they don't intend to. Taking this ship will be a doddle when the time comes.
Pity the others not see it,
Smithers groaned out.
Dusty, Stubbs and Octo, Sally said sadly as she closed the cupboard door. Yes, but it was quick at least. Thank goodness they got the crusher, not the furnace. You would have been next, Elvis, if I hadn't managed to get free.
No more crushing, Elvis said.
And we do the burning,
Smithers added.
Burn bodies, make steam.
What a good idea, Sally agreed. But until we know where the Buccaneer is moored, we play along.
Rose's heart had skipped a beat when Sally had approached the cupboard. She had almost cried out when Sally opened the door further along, close to Rose's feet, and looked in at whatever was lying soft and heavy inside. Rose waited until she was sure the robots had gone, then pushed open the cupboard door. Slowly, nervously, she went to the other cupboard door. She took hold of the handle and, full of apprehension, pulled it open. Inside was a body, still, lifeless, curled into a ball. It was Jim. She pushed the door closed again quickly as she heard a sound from the galley. Sally was wiping her hands on a tea towel as she came in. Her face was the familiar half-smile, but now Rose could see that it did not reach her eye. The human eye. The human eye that was not hers.
Hello, Sally said. I didn't hear you come in.
Rose took a step backwards.
I can't stop. Just wondered how dinner was coming along. Fine,
Sally said. But she wasn't looking at Rose now. She was staring at the line of cupboards behind, where, Rose realised, one of the doors was still open.
Well, see you then,
Rose said. It was all she could do to walk, not run, from the room, expecting any moment to feel a metal hand clamp down on her shoulder. As she finally broke into a run, Rose thought about Jim. He was alive. He had to be. Sally had thought he'd moved, had told the other robots that it was an involuntary reflex. But how had he got there? Then she realised.
If you won't help me get into space, I'll find someone who will,
Jim had said. And he had gone to Silver Sally. His friend, or so he thought. She wiped the tears from her cheek and crashed into the living quarters. The doctor and McCavity were examining a chart unrolled across the table.
Ah, Rose, the doctor said, looking up. Good news.
He saw her expression as she caught her breath.
Just sort of indifferent news, he ventured.
Then he nodded in resignation. Bad news.
Bad news, she agreed, lungs protesting. Sally isn't Sally. The robots, they're Glint's old crew. Chief Salvo, whatever number it is.
750, McCavity said. Are you sure?
Are you kidding? I overheard them. I think she knows. And they've got Jim.
End of disc one.